Who are you? Who are you?
I am the culmination of millions of years of architecture. I am the coming together of ideas. It is beautiful.
Who am I?
You're Talia.
Hi, I'm Talia. I may not be the culmination of millions of years of architecture, but I am the host of this podcast, Unreality. Four short stories where fact and fiction collide. We'll be travelling across the globe, from Thailand to the North Pole. I'll explore imagination, dreams, fantasy and falsehood as they're all upended by the truth. But I thought I'd start closer to home. In my home, to be precise. In my bed. Because in this first episode, I ask, what happens when a real-life relationship gets carried away by dreams? Here is Sleep Talks.
Do you like being interviewed?
Not really, no.
Why not?
There's too much pressure. I feel like my answers, even in Panacotta, unless they're like properly formulated.
When the conditions are just right, my boyfriend Eddie becomes suspended between sleep and consciousness.
Say that again.
I feel like my questions and answers aren't fully formulated in the kind of like computer of the CS50 library.
In other words, when he's really drunk, he sleep talks. Well, sort of. He kind of drifts in and out of this half asleep, half awake state. Like that time I asked him his biggest fear.
What's your biggest fear?
And he told me he didn't want to kill anyone.
Okay, so I just want to make sure that they don't kill anybody, you know?
And why would he kill someone?
No, it's like the way the sunglasses look.
Because he likes the way the sunglasses look. It's just magical. All I have to do is lie in bed and I'm part scientist, part anthropologist, and part nosy girlfriend. I have access to dreams. To his unconscious. So I've recorded him.
It's the Teletubby fruit.
For 3.5 years. I have examined him. Just trying to explore.
Where is that?
Tell me where you are. Somewhere unknown.
Where is that?
Where's what?
Where are you?
I'm here, mate.
Part 1. Scientist. So the first time that it ever happened, I was at my flat and Eddie had gone out and he came back and he was really drunk and upset. And I kept asking him, Eddie, what is wrong? What is wrong? And he wouldn't reply to me. He would just say, And so I took him upstairs carefully and I put him to bed and I said, Eddie, what is wrong? And this went round and round until he told me. Okay. He said,
you have to reenact it with me, come on.
Well, but I don't know why I'm reenacting.
Okay,
He said...
It's the plot.
What plot?
What plot?
No, I say that.
What do I say?
The plot.
The plot.
The plot.
Someone's plotting against you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who?
I can't tell you.
Are they plotting against me too?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then he just fell asleep. And in the morning, he couldn't remember anything about a plot. Or so he said. A few months later, we were in bed again after a night out. And then suddenly, he starts telling me...
Cockroaches.
About cockroaches.
Sorry?
If you live in the east...
He told me that if you live in the Far East, meaning, of course, East London,
Stratford,
that you'll have rats and cockroaches in your flat.
I see it.
And over thousands of years, the cockroaches have developed this hierarchy system?
The royal floor.
I don't know, it wasn't entirely clear.
Inferior classes. Guaranteed.
What was the question?
I don't know. I don't know.
This was my breakthrough. I had discovered a dream world. A world of rats and cockroaches, but dream rats and dream cockroaches. And I wanted to know more. I mean, could he fly? Breathe underwater? Travel through time and space? I bought some recording equipment, and every time we went out, just before, I would set up this apparatus on the bedside table. Recorder, microphone, headphones, brand new batteries, and an empty SD card with plenty of space for dreams. And we would go out and we would get drunk, but nothing would happen. Time and time again, nothing would happen. It felt like this world that I had invented was just slipping away from me. So I devised a little experiment with Eddie as my subject. I bought some beer and we got drunk. Well, he got drunk. Every experiment needs a control group, right?
Hi, Eddie.
Hi.
You feeling okay?
Mm-hmm.
What are you thinking about?
Everything right now, you know, I've got the whole world in my mind.
Such as?
Quantum mechanics and quantum theorem.
What do you think of the quantum theorem?
These guys haven't really been looking into it enough.
What should they be looking at? Do you have any ideas to share with us?
No, I don't know.
Are you okay, babe?
No, I'm not.
There's some water?
Yeah, please.
Part 2. Anthropologist.
Strawberry berries.
After a few miscalculations, I realised it had to happen naturally.
Daniel Kaluuya's house.
And little by little, every few months, he would sleep talk.
Fishing line.
And I would gather my findings.
A seafood dish.
But now I had newfound moral responsibility.
Plain custard.
And I needed to remind myself of my role in all of this. I am just here to document dreams.
Cack.
As they happen.
C-A-Q. Cack.
I must immerse myself into this distant, unexplored world and just...
Tangfastics.
Listen.
Back for as she can.
And record.
Jonah Hill.
Okay, so in this world there are celebrities.
I'm scared to pump by in front of these two guys because they clearly know what they're doing.
and anxieties.
You're like just making dough.
And recipes? I'm sorry, these are not dreams. This is just real life cut up and stuck together in some vaguely incoherent way. I know what it is. It's the way I'm phrasing the question. Let me put it this way.
Come on, if you could do anything in the world in your dreams, what would you do, please?
I'd create something which would be really useful for the world, but still be able to like monetize it.
So in your dreams, you would spend years patenting something, is that what you're saying?
No, I think the patent would itself already exist, or some shit like that. But I'd just be the one to implement it.
Surely you would do something a bit more interesting.
What do you do in your dream?
I don't know, I would fly, I would smash things, nothing matters, surely.
Nothing does matter, but the beauty is the fact that your brain is able to create these situations where things do matter. And like, you can fly, but your brain also creating kind of like people who are pissed off at you if you break glass.
What? I just think you're the one that's closer to dreaming right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want you to show me the possibilities there are in dream.
Okay, I'm putting on the dream headset right now.
The dream headset, okay. What are you gonna do?
Straight up to Pornhub.com.
Maybe I'll leave that one to the psychologists. Part 3. Girlfriend.
Where are you?
I'm here, baby. Don't worry. Come here.
What are you seeing?
Hmm?
What are you seeing?
I'm seeing you. I love you so much, Lilia.
What are your big dreams in life?
To make you happy. Everything I do, I just want to do it to make you happy. I don't care about myself, I just want you to be happy.
That shouldn't be your dream.
That is my dream. I love you, Tyler. I really do.
If you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go?
Your mind. I feel like you don't actually love me. No, I know you do, but it's...
Why do you feel like that?
I feel like I haven't been the best companion, but I hope I am.
You are such a good companion.
I'm glad to hear that. Just ignore me. My ramblings don't deserve recording or anything.
Should I turn it off?
Thank you for listening to Unreality. This episode was produced and narrated and created by me, Talia Augustidis. Special thanks to Susie McCarthy, Jules Bradley and Zoe Bailey for lending me their ears. And finally, extra special thanks to Eddie Berg. Unreality was powered by Transmission Roundhouse.